For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Thanks for joining us, folks. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Welcome, my friends. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Folks, all donations are welcome. We have a PayPal account, Venmo, and Cash App as well. If you get anything out of today's podcast, please, please, please think about donating. And again, your donations are always greatly appreciated and they're welcome. I want to get into today's podcast here, folks. It's going to be, I don't think you're going to believe what you hear. I'm having to do a double and a triple take here. Again, what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth, President Trump's mouth, I just, I don't even know what to say sometimes. I just do not know what to say sometimes. It's unique. That's all I got to say. I will spare every one of my words what I don't want to say, but it's definitely unique what comes out of his mouth. I got something that is greatly disturbing. Greatly disturbing, and of course, as always, it has to do with President Trump. I'll just say this, I'm non-political, I'm an independent, and so is this news. End Time World News is always independent. We don't take sides. All we do is focus on the truth. I have an article here by, it's called 100%fedup.com. It's 100%fedup.com, dated Sunday, March 23rd, 2025. The headline reads on the article, wait till you hear this. Breaking, President Trump says, sounds good for joining Britain's Commonwealth of Nations, and it's not good. So just think about that. America fought a couple hundred years ago to escape the imprisonment and escape the control of the king at that time, the King of England at that time. So just think about that. Americans escaped and then founded and came to America. You know, I mean, it's just, it's absolutely, positively, it's mind-boggling, folks. I have to pray and pray again and then pray again on top of that for this one. Trump would even decide to join the Commonwealth, Great Britain's Commonwealth. I have to feel my forehead. I think I'm going to faint here because this is insanity. I know Trump gets over the top, but this is one of Trump's ultimate deep failures. He's done some good definitely so far, but this is definitely, you got to sit down for this one, folks, and pray. And so here we go. Again, the article reads, breaking, President Trump says sounds good for joining Britain's Commonwealth of Nations, not good. Yes, folks, I am one of Trump's biggest supporters, you will find. It's why this site, WTL Report, did you know that? If you know the history of the site used to be called We Love Trump, and that's what it stands for to this day. Okay, so please understand that there are not many people that are bigger Trump supporters than me. And of course, this is this guy covering it. And the guy goes on to say, and this is one of those red alert situations. So I want to dive deep into this article, folks. Here we go. I'm going to say it right off the top of this article. I can only assume President Trump is juggling. And here we go. I get so sick of hearing this. Multiple balls in the air, playing 5D chess, keeping his friends closer and his enemies closer. His friends close and his enemies closer, or whatever other analogy you want to throw in the mix. Because I can't believe he is serious about this at face value. It all started yesterday when President Trump posted an article on, again, his social media, Truth Media. And then again, it was saying in the article, King Charles to make secret offer to Donald Trump during the UK state visit. King Charles is said to have made a secret offer to Donald Trump during the state after the Starmer hand delivered him a letter from the king. The royal proposal is said to potentially, and again, it goes on, it's a question mark. Now, today it's taken on a new whole life of its own in a very bad direction. Today it appears a secret offer is for the United States, USA, to join Britain's Commonwealth of Nations. And that offer, President said, sounds good. I love King Charles. Can you believe this? King Charles, the dictator, King Charles that has in his family Prince Andrew that's a child molester. He used to go to Epstein Island. They had stuff on Prince Andrew, but you notice that that's kind of quieted down. They kind of politely spanked him over there, told him, you know, why was you so stupid fooling around with little boys and girls? Why did you get caught? And so on that point, folks, that quieted down. The royal family has lots of pull with the elite. They are the elite or in one of the elites. They're part of the family, part of the bloodline. And so they can do that. They can snuff out the story just like that, like they did with Princess Diana, you know, over 30, 35 years ago. President Trump has signaled a willingness to see the United States join Great Britain's Commonwealth, a voluntary association comprised of mostly former British colonies led by King Charles III. Do you see where we're going here, folks? This is the end times. A report from top-selling Sun newspaper in Britain claimed President Trump would be presented with an offer from King Charles during his historic second visit to the state of the UK to join the Commonwealth of Nations. The Commonwealth is a network of 56 nations primarily drawn from former members of the British Empire, which aims to promote mutually advantageous relationships between independent nations based on their shared heritage and common values. Well, we know where this is going. That's just double talk. It's all about the control. They already control the people of the UK, and they will clamp down harder and harder. And so this is what Trump is going to do, folks. Trump is going to get us in this, not by vote. He's going to voluntarily get us into this, and there's going to be no involuntary. That's what it's going to be, involuntary trying to get out, because it's not going to happen. Because think about this. This is all starting the beast system. So there again, if something bad happens, he can just play and say, King Charles is doing it. You know, he's the leader now. King Charles is doing it. On top of that, then King Charles, in return, will give Donald Trump some stuff or a little bit of power or this or that, but he can blame King Charles. And this is going to be one of the ultimate downfalls here in the United States. At the heart of the group is 15 Commonwealth realms, including the United Kingdom and other nations that still have King Charles as their head of state, such as nations such as Canada, Australia, New Zealand, which already have close ties to the U.S. through the Five Eyes intelligence sharing network. Responding from the article on the Sun Friday, President Trump remarked on the reported plans to invite the United States to the Commonwealth. Trump, and I heard Trump say this myself, "I love King Charles. Sounds good to me. The idea of inviting the United States to join was first floated in Trump's first term in the White House. However, the plans were shelved during the presidency of Joe Biden, who often was described as one of America's most anti-British presidents in modern history." On the other hand, folks, and again, this is just setting up the beast system. President Trump has been seen as one of the most pro-British presidents, having an ardent ally of Brexit independence movement and staunch supporter of the royal family, particularly Queen Elizabeth II. Trump, whose mother was born on the Scottsdale Isle of Lewis, is expected to become the first modern U.S. president to have a two-state visits to Britain after being invited by King Charles last month. The visit is expected to take place next year. Wow. Should the United States join the Commonwealth, it could serve to increase America's influence in Africa, with 21 of the current 56 member nations coming from the continent. Influence in Africa includes many rich areas widely considered to be increasingly important in countering the rise of communist China, which has sought to effectively bribe its way through the Belt and Road debt trap diplomacy scheme to gain control of resources and such rare earth minerals. Yes, Africa all over, folks. They don't have the resources. They're very poor. And I would say, and again, without saying discriminatory words here, watching my words carefully, Africa is very poor. And I'd have to say that in certain areas they do believe in God, and most of Africa does not believe in God. Those nations that are usually very, very, very poor, unfortunately, a lot of that has...
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's to do with belief in God, and we all have our moments. I have my moments. You know, we all fall short of the glory of God, and if they would say, raise your hand, who's the biggest sinner in the world? I would say, you know, I'm definitely up there in the top 10. You know, we all sin. We all are not short. We all fall short of the glory of God, and I want to express that. And again, Alex Jones made a comment. If you know Alex Jones and the Alex Jones Show, not that I follow him around, but he warns that civil war would erupt if President Trump appoints King Charles as the head of the U.S. government. He warns that coming in after Trump expressed interest in joining the British Commonwealth following reports that King Charles made him a secret offer. Again, we fought the entire war, and again, this is very true. We fought the entire war. That would be insane to gain our independence. Trump must have other plans, throwing his enemy off balance. Well, he doesn't, folks. He doesn't. And this nonsense of I'm playing 3D, 4D, 5D, even up to 6D chess, that is for the birds, folks. That is absolutely for the birds. Be a man of your word. Mean what you say and say what you mean. You know, I can't come up with any other explanation. Canada is already part of the British Commonwealth. Did you know that? Yes, absolutely. And that's why the Canadian Prime Minister swears an oath to the British King, Queen, something we want nothing to do with here. You know, again, yes, the Canadian Prime Minister oath of allegiance is to the British monarch, ties directly to Canada's status as the Commonwealth nation, and has a specific historical and constitutional relationship to the British Crown, unlike the hypothetical scenario of the U.S. joining the Commonwealth. Canada's connection is rooted in past British colony and its evolution into constitutional monarchy. In Canada, the monarch is currently King Charles III, the ceremonial head of state, represented by the Governor General. This arrangement stems from the British North American Act in 1867, now the Constitutional Act in 1867, which established Canada as a self-governing dominion under the Crown. While the Canadian Prime Minister takes office, they swear an oath and allegiance that includes loyalty to the monarch, reflecting the constitutional setups. The oath isn't about personal devotion to the king or queen, but symbolizes the allegiance to the Crown as an institution, an embodiment of Canada's statehood and legal continuity. You know, and let's hope, you know, Trump has broader plans. And again, folks, again, let's hope he's utilizing Law 39 of the Robert Greene 48 Laws of Power. The Law 39, stir up the waters to catch the fish. This law advises creating confusion and uncertainty, such as spreading misleading information or fake news to keep your opponents off balance and unable to mount an effective response. That sounds exactly what President Trump's doing. Well, here's the original report in case you missed it. It lists it. But again, President Trump pushes Canada's first 51st state secret offer from King Charles. And again, I don't get that. I don't get that. That would not be good at all. In other words, doing everything he can to make this clear that he's not joking or negotiating power. He really wants to annex Canada. But if that were all I had to report, it wouldn't be very much of a story because it's kind of old news, you know. Again, King Charles is set to make Donald Trump a secret offer during Donald Trump's state visit after Starmer Hand delivered a message and a letter from the king. And so we already know what you're kind of thinking. Come on, Noah, the sun, really? What's your source? And again, no, folks, this is very interesting, and it's very noteworthy. President Trump himself has posted this to his social media. And again, his social media is Truth Social, folks. There you have it from the president himself. You know, so the big question is, what is the secret offer anyway? How does it relate to Canada? Some say the deal involves UK's handling Canada over to the US because you didn't know it's controlled by the monarchy. So think about that. If President Trump joins the monarchy, and President Trump decides to join, I mean, this could be what he's talking about. You know, this could definitely be what they're talking about, how he obtains Canada, because Canada, again, the king of England, they could probably say to Trump, okay, join Britain's Commonwealth, we'll give you Canada. That's probably what the deal is, no doubt. And that's not a good deal, folks. That is not a good deal at all. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And it's that time in our podcast. I want to invite you, folks, you over. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ and haven't invited him into your life, I want you here to say a little prayer, folks. It's that time in the podcast. I invite people to pray this prayer if you want to be saved. And again, this is just a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and not invited Jesus into yours, just repeat after me, folks. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving. A person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, God bless you. Let me know. You can go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Let me know. I would be glad and I would appreciate to know if there's all you folks around the world that are listening to this podcast, if you prayed that prayer. Thank you very much. And I have just a couple quick suggestions in this. I'll wrap it up. This will be the end of the podcast, folks, for this week. I can say, first thing is, get yourself a Bible and start reading the Bible. If you can't afford a Bible and you have a cell phone, then download a good Bible app. I usually tell people the Holy Bible is good, but again, get yourself a Bible and start reading. Doesn't matter if you turn to the first chapter in Genesis or the last chapter in Revelation. It does not matter. Whatever it is you want to read, just dig in and read. And you might have some questions. Write them down next. You might say, well, what's this about? Why did Jesus die? Why was he crucified? How did he resurrect? How did he come back to life? What is sin? What is the Ten Commandments? Are there angels? What are angels about? You might have a million questions. Start writing down, you know, maybe your first 10 or 20 questions. That's the next thing to do. That's step three, folks. And step four is find yourself a church. Find yourself a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And once you're in that church and you're there, find yourself somebody that can answer your questions, either a deacon, a member of the church, a pastor, associate pastor, just somebody that can answer all your questions after you wrote them down. And the last thing, folks, the very, very, very last thing is, I would kindly suggest is that you get yourself baptized. And it's always a good thing to get yourself baptized. Get with the church, become a member, and usually churches nowadays, they have a study course and you study. You know, you might go 2 or 3 weeks and you study about the gospel, you take some classes, you learn the Bible a little well, and it's a continuing education process. And again, folks, if you're very, very poor out there, I completely understand. God bless you. But if you do happen to have a cell phone app, you know, there are Bible apps on the phone, whether you have Android or whether you have iPhone, there are Bible apps, and just start listening to the Bible. If you happen to be like me, I can read, but as I get older and push towards age 60, yes, I'm getting very close to 60, folks, and your eyesight's starting to go, at least mine, due to glaucoma in my right eye, and please say a prayer for me. is that sometimes it might be a little easier to listen to things than actually read things. So just get yourself either download an app on the Play Store or the Apple Store and a Bible app, a Holy Bible app, and just start listening if your eyesight's bad or you can't afford a Bible. But there you go, folks. That's it. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Go to End Time World News. This is redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. God bless you, folks. Thank you for listening. I hope that you got something out of today's podcast. I love you. God bless you. And you can always reach me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. And again, folks, if you did get something out of today's podcast, please, please think about donating. God bless you. That's it for today. Until next time, see ya. Bye for now.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.